Hey friends, how is your day going? Hey, in a moment, I just want to share some thoughts on identity and purpose. Who are we? Who does God want us to be? How do we know who we are? And how does our identity express itself in our purpose? Really great thing. Couple of practicals as well. If you're new to my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there. Check out the links below, including our email newsletter. We'll be going out later today with a book review on that one. What else is going on? If you are in New England, I have three churches I'm involved in leading here in the New England area. Travel and ministry. I have some services in New Canaan, Connecticut, in Brattleboro, Vermont. So this coming week, I'm going to be in Ireland for a week's ministry in the month of March. So I now have one date open in Ireland in my itinerary, if any group there wants to host me. And my itinerary is on my website. Looking forward to a great week's ministry there. Lastly, I have an online ministry school, ministryschool.net. And we have a monthly group that meets on Zoom, the Zoom platform. It'll be meeting on Saturday, March the 8th at 8 a.m. And just a place to have some ministry conversations, to talk about these things, and to help people move forward in their calling and purpose. So check them out. Links below. Good. Hey, let me read a passage I was reading a moment ago. One of my favorite passages, actually, in the whole Bible. In John 14, verse 19, Jesus says, "A little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me." Come on, I just want you to, if you will, just close your eyes and let this sink into your heart. Do you know the world doesn't see Jesus right now, but I can see him. I can see him. You can see him. At times I'll get people say, "Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus could appear to me?" He did. He has done. You can have Jesus appear to you today. "A little while longer, the world sees me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also." Sometimes we say Jesus died so he died so I could live. Actually, he died so I could die. And because he lives, I live also. And in verse 20, he says, "In that day," what day? The day of Pentecost, the day of the Lord. There was a song, I'll carry on reading. There was a song we sang in the 70s in England. "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made." I always used to think that day meant today. Friday is the day the Lord has made. And tomorrow is, it's a new day. So this is the day the Lord has made. It's actually not what it's saying. It's talking about the day of the Lord. It means day, like the day of the Triffids. It means the day of vengeance. It means that we are living in the day of the Lord. And Jesus says, "In that day, you will know." Greek word UNESCO, it means to have intimate experiential knowledge of. "You will know that I am. You'll know that I am in my Father, that you are in me, and I in you. He who has my word and keeps it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him and manifest myself to him." Wow. I don't know about you, but I should do a whole teaching on this. We need to learn to read scripture. It is actually quite easy to just have a cup of coffee and read the Bible and read on autopilot. Sometimes you need to, I think it would help, it would behoove us to learn to read scripture out loud and to pause and to actually stop and say, what did the Son of God actually really say there, as opposed to just reading it and we've read it a million times over. And Jesus speaks there about identity, about placement, and about purpose. And real quick, go with me on a journey here. Let's talk about identity. I think we use this word identity, I think for the last 20 years in Christianity, most of us have been fire hosed with teaching on identity in Christ. Who are we in Christ? Identity in Christ. And it's 99% of it is good teaching. So I don't have a problem with the teaching, but I think at times we can use the word too glibly and too flippantly. What do we mean when we say identity? What is your identity? It's one of those things that we all know what we mean, I think, but I think we would actually struggle to define it. What is your identity? Now, at times we're going to pull out a passport or a driving license and say, this is my identity. No, that's a way of you proving your identity. Who is your identity? What is your identity? What do we mean when we say identity? I don't have an easy, cheesy, cotton candy definition for you, but I think it's this. I would say identity is our core being. Now, again, the danger is, what do we mean by core? You know, if you were to look at a building, there are peripheral things. There might be scaffolding around a building. There might be walls in a building that are actually pretty flimsy glass. But the core is the actual structure, the central part of what that thing is, without the core, the whole thing falls apart. When we talk about our identity is who we really are. Our identity is how we perceive ourselves. It's what we think about ourselves. It is not what we do, but it is actually who we are and how we see who we are. Now, of course, as Christians, we talk about how God sees who we are. And it is vital that we allow God to give us our identity rather than trying to manufacture our own. It's just important, though, and here's where I'm going with this today, that we don't live with some identity in Christ like some facile, you know, icing on the cake teaching, which really doesn't affect us. I mean, we've all been there, and I, as a pastor, I'll see this quite often, where somebody will say all the right thing, and I'm in Christ, and I'm seated in heavenly places, and I'm free from fear, and I'm, you know, all of these, saying all of the right things. In a sense, you only really find your identity when you're challenged on that identity, when you're not. And so often, we, at the core of our being, we're trying to do things to make ourselves into something. We're trying to score points, we're trying to tick brownie points, we're trying to make money, we're trying to acquire things, we're trying to have so many relationships, we're trying to get people to like us, to attend our churches, to read our books, whatever that little thing might be in your sphere. And we're trying to build an identity by winning a numbers game on the outside of us that we can never, ever, ever win. And God wants us to be secure in an identity that comes exclusively from Him and not from anything else. Again, just don't bypass this for a minute, because it's really easy to go like, yeah, Graham, I know that, I agree with that one. And of course we do. But God wants us to be so secure in our identity that really nothing that happens from the outside of us will move us from that identity. And the only way to stay in that, the only place that identity can really be is in that verse 20. In that day, you'll know, you'll be intimately, have intimate knowledge of the fact, I'm in the Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. Now, I just want to finish with this thought today, but I think Jesus lived that way for the whole of his life, where I think he loved people, but I don't think he was ever really bothered by anybody's praise or criticism of him. I don't think he lived in reaction to anybody. I think he knew who he was. You know, he said, before Abraham was, I am. He knew that he was the I am. And I think it's so vital that we, like I say, we press into knowing, not into having doctrine or some cute teaching we've heard somebody, not a bunch of positive words we can speak, but who we really know. And as somebody in ministry, as a pastor, as somebody who pastors, I'll often see all the time how insecure people are. I'm not throwing stones. It's not like I'm saying I'm not insecure and others aren't. But how insecure so often all of us are in our core being. And how often we'll try to win peripheral exterior games. How annoyed we get when we're not respected. Do you know, if we're 100% secure in the I am, nobody can ever really, people can disrespect us, but it doesn't really matter. Who cares? Yeah. The only opinion we should really be counted on is God's. How do we practically do that? Let me give you three quick things. I'm out of time here today that will help us doing that. I think number one, asking God to show you, noticing all the things we're trying to do that we really don't need to do, or we're doing them trying to establish an identity rather than just things they need doing. You know, I want to It's interesting, in England years ago, like I grew up in the north of England in Manchester, Liverpool area, there were a lot of what we'd call terrace houses, houses in a row, and a bit like townhouses here in America. But, you know, in some really poor, those dark satanic mills, as the old hymn goes. And it's interesting, there would be like a social pressure for ladies back in those days, most women didn't work in that way, to scrub the front step. And you know, often like several times a week, you'd see ladies out with this bucket of water, like scrubbing the front entrance to the home. Why? Because everybody else did it. And you know, it's interesting. I have some ice on my drive right now and I need to put some salt down, or I hope it rains and takes it away or whatever. But I don't want to live for the opinions of others. So three quick keys. Number one, asking God to show you the things you may be doing, the clothes you may be wearing, the things in life, ministry, family, relationships, whatever, that you're really trying to win a game that you can never win. And actually having a bit of humility and a sense of humor and looking at those and laughing at those. But my point is recognizing those. Key number two is spending time in the Word. I don't care how many times somebody lays hands on you, how many revival meetings you go to, how much oil, scented oil gets poured upon your head. You'll never bypass the Word. This is the mirror. James in James chapter 1 speaks about the man who looks in a mirror and goes away and forgets what he looks like. And then James speaks about a man who looks in the mirror and just keeps on looking. And if we're going to be transformed into the image of his son, we've got to look into the image of his son. We've got to. Jesus said, if you keep my words. Now, he means keep his commandments, like obey them. But we don't step into transformation by obeying a list of rules. What he's actually talking about is keeping them in the midst of your heart. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, keep them before your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. So he who keeps my word will be loved by me. I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. So the second key for transformation is really keeping God's word before our eyes. Keep it in your mouth, keep it going in. God said this about me. I am this because God says this. You know, we can, Jesus came, God called himself the I am to Moses. Jesus came and he said, I am the bread of life. I am he who, you know, comes down from heaven. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. We can also say, I am. We need to discover our I ams, not in some boastful, prideful way, but we say, I am, because that's what God has said to us. And lastly, it takes the Spirit of the Lord to reveal these things to us. It takes the anointing. It's not a mental thing, simply learning facts. What we've got to be praying and hanging out in God's presence in a way and say, Lord, take these truths and write them on the tablet of my heart till I am secure in who you say I am. And it's my very last thought here again, really going back to the beginning. You'll only really know you're secure in God when all the other support systems are taken away. When nobody respects you, when nobody's telling you how awesome you are and patting you on the back. And when you're really happy, when you're really secure in that place, you've won. You're in Christ Jesus. Boom. Guys, that's a longer video, longer than usual today, but some good things there. Hey, encourage you to check out my, I've got a Q&A session coming up later today, all about finding your purpose and identity in God. Hit that YouTube subscribe button and do check out our monthly mentoring group. Meets next week. Again, details on my website or the links below. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.